honored to take the floor, and I would like to extend my sincere congratulations to you and the vice chair to assume your post here, and thanks again for our colleagues in the division of globalization of ACTA Secretariat for your introduction. I have a specific question. Actually, it's on page 15, on the table 12.5. I see their columns listing various performance measures carried out, either actual or planned, that was carried out for this specific result 3, enhanced capacity of developing countries to design industrial and productivity transformations. I am a little bit confused on the 2025 plan and 2026 plan. I see 2025 plan, there is a enhanced capacity of 4 developing countries in Asia, and in 2026 we see a regional South-South policy platform established for Latin America, and we also mentioned at least 4 countries in Africa join the South-South cooperation platform. So my question is, what is the logic, or how do we evaluate these countries? Are you taking these countries continent by continent in shift, or you are answering this country's specific request for providing this kind of assistance? And another question is, I see on the second part of the 2025 plan, Asian Grain Development Partnership Network to strengthen South-South policy coordination and synergies was established. Is this network the same as the so-called South-South policy platform? Is part of it, or what is the relationship between these two parts? I thank you.